Hi. Welcome to the library. And how can I help you? That sounds interesting. Let me look it up. Oh, no. I'm new. It's my first week, actually. Thanks. Okay, that book is in the archive department. And there's a note that is cataloged up, so you'll need to speak with an assistant at the help desk. It's just down the hallway, and the only window with a counter on the left. Well, all of their materials are in the basement or attic storage, so they only need a small presence on the mezzanine floor. Is there anything else I can help you with? Okay. Enjoy your book. Hi, welcome to the... Oh, it's you. That was fast. It's only 12:30. And yes, the schedule says they take lunch at 1. Well, let's go check. Can you take over for a few minutes? Thanks. Okay, I'll cut through the back offices and meet you there. Well, that's odd. There's no one here. Oh my gosh, that's right. They only work half days on Fridays. Ugh, I'm sorry. I can't think of another way. Oh, well, nice of you to introduce yourself, Mr. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, you're the namesake of the new Computer Dynamics Center on the first floor. Okay, we're only allowed to do this in special circumstances, and I think this qualifies. Come with me. This way, to a special section in the 800, where we keep spare keys to the special departments. I'll be able to use it to get your archival piece that's locked up. 800? Oh, well, it's a remote section for books with very mature themes. Erotica. Yes, it's a bit of a joke because no one would actually come to a library and check out erotic novels, so it's a perfect place to hide backup keys. It's a shame because it's a really pretty section of the North Wing. It's the oldest, too. You can tell by the bookcases. They're carved hardwood, instead of the kind that looks like wood, but sounds like plastic. Oh, but you probably already knew that. Sorry. You're just humoring me, aren't you? Cute? I'm not blushing. It's just the afternoon sun through the windows. Okay, we're almost there. Yeah, you can tell by the lack of people in this section. Okay, let me see if I can remember which row it is. Oh, right. This one. My favorite book. It's one of my favorite books. Look, erotica can be very well written and plot-driven. It's not all wrecking daddy's little bully cum whore. Oh, excuse my language. Okay, it should be right up there on top of the case in the metal box. One moment, I need to roll the ladder around. Can you hold the ladder steady? I said, can you hold the ladder steady? I guess you're right. I don't have to whisper anymore. There's no one here. Okay, do you have a good hold on it? Oh, thanks. What? Oh, shoot. I wore a long skirt so they wouldn't show. I spent a lot of time on my knees this week. Reorganizing the bottom shelf. Mm-hmm. In 519. Yes, 519. Applied mathematics. Okay. It's on the top shelf. But you have to promise not to look up when I get to the top, okay? Because... Well, just because, okay? Yeah. If I could just... almost... on my toes... get it? I got it. You know, I haven't gotten to see the... What's that look for? Why are you... I'm so glad you caught me. Thank you, but... Why were you looking at me like that? You looked? Oh my gosh! I told you not to! Put me down. No. On certain days, I don't wear underwear to work. But I promise no one can ever tell. I still look extremely work appropriate. You're not gonna tell anyone, right? I just moved here and I love working here, and I picked this city specifically for this library, and oh, thank you. But what? Oh, yeah. I wasn't very convincing, was I? Okay. The real reason I have bruises on my knees is from kneeling, but not because I was reorganizing books. Oh. You're getting even closer. Well, I guess I can whisper it to you. Well, I have a certain set of kinks. Sexual kinks. And one of them is oral fixation. I love to suck cock. My favorite way to do it is on my knees. Underneath someone. It's another reason I chose this city to move to. It seems to be very kink friendly. And I just love being on my knees, looking up with my big eyes while they look down at me. With my lips wrapped around their cock. I love the feeling of having my mouth full and being able to suck. Why are you taking your jacket off? A gentleman always puts something soft down for a lady, I think you've made the mistake of assuming I'm a lady when I'm on my knees. Do you want to find out? want to know another secret, sir? Let me just untuck my shirt and lift it up. I'm not wearing a bra either. It makes it easier to tease myself throughout the day when no one can see, of course. On my knees, with your cock so close to my mouth. And of course, you can't tell I'm braless until I'm sucking on a patron's delicious cock. I really want to. Suck and drool. And make a mess of your cock with my tongue. But I can't be too loud. It's a library after all. You want to be in my throat, sir? Then I guess you're gonna have to make me take it. Oh, that's it. Pin my wrist above my head. Oh, I want to feel the rough bindings against my skin. Oh, it feels so good to have my throat filled. Oh, your balls on my chin. Don't make me moan so loud. You can go faster if you want. Oh, I love not being able to control it. Oh my god. Well, your cock kisses the back of my throat and pushes even further. Gotta be quieter though. They might hear us. Ugh. Oh my god. You know how to go. So gently, but so deep at the same time. Oh, it's perfect. Yes, my knees feel okay. Thanks for asking. I think I heard a book fall. My head was bouncing against the bookcase. Oh. Let me get that. I'm an excellent library assistant, after all. It's a nice view as I bend over, isn't it? Especially since I kept my heels on. You didn't happen to notice what else was up my skirt while you were taking a peek, did you? Does it help if I spread my cheeks while I'm bent over? Yes. My butt plug is a golden snitch. Can you guess what my number one kink is? Oh, feels nice. Your hand on my ass. Rubbing it. That's right. I'm a huge anal slut. Oh, I actually prefer to be fucked in the ass. Before my pussy's used. Some days when I'm not wearing any panties, I put my favorite butt plug in to tease me throughout the day. It's so much fun keeping a straight face and focusing on my work while I can feel it moving in my tight little ass. Knowing that later, I get to take a cock or a dildo or a fuck machine up my ass. That's not too much kink for you, is it? It feels so good the way you tug on it. Pull it all the way out. There's a secret inside. Just press the sides together, like they do with the real snitch. There's anal lube inside. Just pour it onto my asshole. Yeah. Of course, you can slide in my ass. I've made your cock so wet and slippery with my drool and my spit. Okay. My hands are against the books. And I'm bent over. So, how are you gonna fuck me? Oh. Just pressing the tip against my hole. Oh, fuck. Ugh. Such a tease. I told you I was tight. Oh, God. grab my ass again. And that helps me relax. The tip is in. Oh my god. Push it the rest of the way in, please. Oh my god. I can feel it pushing my insides. Oh my god. You're all the way in. Remember though, we have to stay quiet. Oh my god, sir. You can't just slam into me like that. Someone's gonna hear us. Oh my god, but it felt so good. Oh, I fucking love a cock in my ass. Oh my god. Oh my god, okay. Do it again. I'll be quiet. I promise. Oh my god. Oh my god. You feel my legs shaking? Fuck, it felt so good, sir. I can't be quiet. I can't. I tried really hard, but I can't. Make me be quiet. Yeah, that worked. Holy fuck. Oh my god, when you slam that hard, it makes my pussy clench. Oh my god. You can use my ass however you want. Making me feel this good. It's fucking yours. Just make sure to... You just went right for it. And it felt so good. Oh my god. Oh, gliding in and out of me. Oh my god. Fuck. Yeah. I said you can do whatever you want to my ass. That was amazing. Not my ass, then what are you talking about? You want me to put the butt plug in my mouth? That's the hottest thing I've ever heard of. Fucking hell. Okay.
Still have to cover my mouth though. I can mow around it. Mm-hmm.
I said, oh my god, I just fucking came. I just had an anal orgasm, holy shit. I've never been able to come without also rubbing my clit or fingering my pussy. Oh my god. You're amazing. Do you want to be the first to come in my ass? Fuck. Yeah. I really want you to. I want you to so bad. Fuck. And if you let me rub my clit, I'll come again while you're shooting your creamy cum at my ass. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm still shivering. Okay. Yeah, I think I can stay quiet. I'll cover my mouth if I can't. I want you to hold my hips so you can really slam into my ass. Oh. Oh my god. I'm so fucking close again. I'm so close. Please, sir. Please, please give me your cum. Oh my god, I want it in my ass. I want it. Please. I want it to be the furthest cum has ever gotten inside of me. Pull my hips all the way into yours and just shoot it into my ass. Please, 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 please. Oh my god, oh my god. I'm gonna come. I can feel it in there. Oh. Oh, I feel so warm. Oh. Wow. Man's warm and smooth. No, don't take your cock out yet. Oh. The aftershocks feel better with your cock in my ass. Plus, I don't know how. Oh, I've got an idea. Can you grab the snitch off the shelf? When you slide out, I need you to plug me back up. Yeah. I can't have cum running out of my ass while I'm working the circulation desk, sir. No, don't ruin your jacket. Let me use my mouth to clean you off. It'll be the first time I get to combine my two favorite kinks, oral fixation and anal. Let me clean you off real fast, and then we can put our clothes on. Oh. We taste good. I think we better go get your book from the archives now. They're probably wondering why I've been gone so long. Oh, you would tell them that you kept me? Well, I don't think they'd object to that. Come on, let's go get your book. Maybe next time I'll take you right down to the archives. And while we're down there, you can slither in to my chamber of secrets.